Hi, I'm Colin Green. This morning I'm going to read you The Giant Jam Sandwich, written by John Bernard Lloyd. It's a story I must have read to my children literally hundreds of times as I tuck them up in bed. And in fact, now I read it to my grandchildren as I tuck them up in bed too. The Giant Jam Sandwich. One hot summer in Itchingdown, 4 million wasps flew into town. They drove the picnickers away. They chased the farmers from their hay. They stung Lord Swell on his fat, bold pate. They dived and hummed and buzzed and ate. And the noisy, nasty nuisance grew till the villagers cried, "What can we do?" So they called a meeting in the village hall, and Mayor Muddlenut asked them all, "What can we do?" And they said, "Good question," but nobody had a good suggestion. Then Pat the Baker leapt to his feet and cried, "What do wasps like best to eat? Strawberry jam! Now wait a minute, if we made a giant sandwich, we could trap them in it." The gentleman cheered, the lady squealed, and Farmer Seed said, "Use my field." Bap gave instructions for the making of the dough. "Mix flour from above and yeast from below. Salt from the seaside, water from the spout. Now thump it, bump it, bang it about." While they were working and working hard, some more made a tablecloth out in a yard. When they were done, the dough was left to rise till the loaf was a mountain in shape and in size. They hitched it up with a bit of fuss to tractors, cars and a village bus, and took it to the oven they had made on the hill, 50 cookers in an old brick mill. For hours and hours they let it cook. It swelled inside till the window shook. It was piping hot when they took it out, and the villagers raised a mighty shout, "Isn't it crusty? Aren't we clever? Oh, but those wasps were just as bad as ever." The loaf was left to cool, and then the people watched while 6 strong men took a great big saw and sliced right through. Everybody clapped, and they cut slice too. The village bus, they all agreed, would spoil the fields of Farmer Seed, so 8 fine horses pulled the bread to where the picnic cloth was spread. A truck drew up and dumped out butter, and they spread it out with a flap and a flutter, spoons and spades, slap and slam, and they did the same with the strawberry jam. Meanwhile, high above the field, 6 flying machines whirred and wheeled, ready for the wasp to take the bait, and then there was nothing to do but wait. Suddenly, the sky was humming. All 4 million wasps were coming. They smelled that jam, they dived and struck, and they ate so much they all got stuck. And the other slice came down, ka-splat, on top of the wasps, and that was that. There were only 3 that got away, and where they are now, I cannot say. But they never came back to Itchingdown, which is not a waspy sort of town, but a very nice place to dance and play. And that's what the villagers did that day.